Welcome back to Nicheless Narrative 2023. I'm pleased to let you know, if you like listening to your podcasts on Apple, Nicheless Narrative is now available there for you to subscribe to. More destinations are coming. Today's content comes from a post I wrote in January 2022 on the subject of bullying. As a young teen, one day I was sitting in the living room while my mother and her friend were having tea one afternoon. I was doing what I so often do, reading a book, not paying a lot of attention to the adult conversation. Then I heard her friend Anne mention having spent a year in South Africa. My ears perked up. I'd just read a book about South Africa and their system of apartheid present at the time. The images in the book depicting the treatment of blacks and the appalling conditions they lived in was fresh in my mind. "They have apartheid in South Africa," I said to Anne. She looked toward me with a bit of an irritated look and turned back toward my mother. She was just opening her mouth when my mother asked what apartheid was. Anne fell silent. I spoke up. "I've just finished reading a book about it. It's where they make the blacks live separate from the whites, give them all the bad jobs, pay them crap, and make them live in poverty. Like slavery with wages." Anne immediately said the book was wrong. It was not nearly as bad as that. And all in all, they were well treated considering how they live. Then told me I should stick to a more appropriate reading. The adults returned to their conversation like they had just humored the know-nothing kid. I went back to my reading, but I was fuming. She had dismissed what was clearly bad treatment of others, like they deserved what they got. It would be years later when I would hear again about South Africa and the fight to end apartheid. I would also hear about people like Desmond Tutu, who was born in South Africa and lived under apartheid. His father was a teacher, which helped Desmond get his education and study to become a priest in 1960. In 1967, he became Bishop of Lesotho, and in 1978, the first black General Secretary of the South African Council of Churches. In 1984, he received the Nobel Peace Prize for his role as a unifying leader in the non-violent campaign to end apartheid in South Africa. He later headed a Truth and Reconciliation Commission meant to help heal the country by shedding light on the human rights abuses during the apartheid era. That commission was used as a model for the inquiry into Canada's residential school system abuses. Tutu played a role in bringing to light some of the ongoing abuses towards Canada's First Nations some 30 plus years ago. He died on December the 26th at the age of 90. I recently came across this quote from Desmond Tutu. "If an elephant has its foot on the tail of a mouse and you say that you are neutral, the mouse will not appreciate your neutrality." When Tutu spoke out about injustices and human rights violations, at the core of the issues was one so many of us are familiar with, bullying. All of us have either witnessed being bullied or been a bully. How many times have you seen someone being bullied and remained silent, not wanting to draw the ire of the bully? Sometimes, my sense of compassion is me reaching out to the victim to offer them some friendship or comfort. At times, I've placed myself between the bully and their target. Bullying is never right. Many watch bullying happen and stand by. Few speak up and stop a bully in their tracks. I was bullied a lot when I was in school. I wasn't alone. Those schoolyard bullies went after several targets. Anyone who tried to be a friend of the bullied became a new target. Rarely would anyone put a stop to it. Teachers often looked the other way. The rare teacher who went after a bully and pulled the parents in often discovered the parents were not much better in their behavior. The effort to remain neutral supports the oppressor. Silence is an effort to be neutral. As I got older, if I saw younger kids being bullied, I intervened. I'd stop the bully and show some kindness to the younger student. To me, it was the right thing to do, to be present for others. Oddly enough, some of the teachers responded by telling me that it was unnatural for me to be playing with younger students. I should be playing with my peers. At first, it made me feel ashamed for helping the younger kids. After watching those same teachers ignoring the kids being picked on, I started intervening again. Then the teacher tried to shame me again. I was bold enough to tell her to do her job and stop the bullying. Wasn't well received. Throughout my adult life, I've been more inclined to intervene than sit by and watch injustices towards others. Hasn't won me a lot of friends among bullies, but I knew I was doing right. Guess I could say I'm not always neutral. I hold a dream of a world where people respect each other and feel no need to bully. Most bullies are themselves wounded people. It's not an excuse for their behavior, but it's something to remember. It doesn't make the person a bad person, it makes them badly behaved. Thank you for listening today. The home for Nicheless Narrative can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com, where you can hear past podcasts and subscribe to my weekly newsletter. Until next week, enjoy being you.